Good Friday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Thank you very much, Michael, for the short intro. And relax. I have a lot of, rich people to roast. You and I are too broke to be roasted right now. Well, we have a lot of things going on in this our Republic of Namibia, from the ruling party secretary general being investigated for going full gangster in parliament. It is alleged that she went, I really wish I could shout it at the top of my lungs, but then Karen will be like, thank God he just threw that word just, out for everyone to hear. Let's go and do what anti-corruption is doing. Investigate them. So, Sophia Shaningwa said the F word, it's still under investigation, which that's one heck of an investigation. And this is where I feel like, why is everyone going on an investigation all of the sudden? Okay. Now they are no part that, but I have a bunch of Bambo friends that thing sort of like, just rubbed off. Why is everyone just want to investigate? The police are going to investigate someone who was accused of being involved in a daylight robbery, and oh my guy, you are cooked. Because if you ever read an article about the police looking for you, and the allegations are in the lines of aggravated assault with a grievous bodily harm. Aish! Oh no, that's not a game. Get yourself a lawyer, and he better be very good. And when I say he better be very good, he better be better than these guys that are defending this guy, that are defending the Oil One Range Rover guys. Because, look, I feel like, it's very important that it's very important that we stay away from it's very important that we stay away from crime. I swear. Just stay away from crime, because, look, I'm in that field of study. It's my favorite. And I love it. That's because, I like talking too much. But some of the excuses just being given by lawyers. And if you want to understand, and I've reached a very good conclusion. And we'll talk about the United Nations, the squabble that the UN and the US are having, as we speak. But we'll keep that for later. For those of us that, sort of like have been following the Western media for a very long time, and we realized that we have been taken for a ride again for as long as we've been following them, we started seeing a lot of interesting patterns that didn't match after the Ukraine and Russian war began. Putin war criminal, all those words were basically thrown around, and we're like, yeah, that is true. Well, I mean, he just invaded a sovereign nation. You can't do that under international law. And then Israel started bombing Gaza. And the same guys that were at the forefront of giving us information about what a war criminal Putin was, they were like, the Russian dictator, then all of a sudden we have the Israeli prime minister. It's like, what the heck? Homeboy is just, he's passing policies that are bombing children. He's a prime minister, but can you help me do the math here? That's when I came to realize, again, is that, if I was Putin, I would have just signed a couple of checks and sent one to BBC, CNN, Sky News, and you would have had a whole different news coming out of Ukraine. They would have switched the script to, oh my God, Zelensky is a dictator. All you just have to do is sign the check and the speech changes. Lawyers are pretty much the same. What do I mean by lawyers are pretty much the same? Oh, it's simple. I can imagine every law firm, a conversation that takes place in all law firms is someone walks in, you know, someone walks in and walks in an office with, you know, with a case. There are guys in the Ministry of Defense and NAMCO that have been accused for, that are being accused for stealing millions of dollars. Accused of millions of dollars. Oh my God, these guys and corruption. Why would they steal why would they steal all that public money like that? No wonder there's unemployment in this country. This is a law firm. This is a whole conversation that's taking place in this law firm. No wonder there's a lot of unemployment in this, in this country. Because these guys in public office just keep stealing millions of dollars. And the guy that's bringing the news goes like, they are paying us to defend them. Well, what's happening to the justice system in this country? You can't just go around accusing people. How much are they paying us? Well, $1 to $2 million, depending on how the case will go. That means the longer the case will go, the more money we're gonna make. Well, in that case, then they didn't do it. This government is just fabricating things. Our client is as innocent as a child who was just born 5 seconds ago. Where are all these charges? 9 charges. Okay, some of them, 5 charges, but commercial break.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. We commit to bring you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 1.5 kg Real Good frozen mixed chicken portions for only $74.99. And 2 kg Right Brand white sugar, $39.99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 20 July 2025. Only at ShopRite.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster.
Where was I? For a lot of you that like to be mad at, defense lawyers, you have to understand one thing. Everything that's coming from a defense lawyer is most likely proudly sponsored, not most likely. It's 100% proudly sponsored by some, purple and pink Hendrik Vet boys. And that's a lot of purple and pink Hendrik Vet boys. And I don't care what you say. Purple and pink Hendrik Vet boys can convince anyone to do a bunch of things they would otherwise not do. Because, well, a stack of purple Hendrik Vet boys and another stack of pink Hendrik Vet boys, that's a lot of Hendrik Vet boys stacked into one. Now, if you're one of those that are colorblind, our $200 are purple. Our $100 are pink. Talk about gender equality. But anyway, lawyers representing some of the 8 individuals charged in connection with alleged corruption involving the National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia have accused the state of fabricating charges against their clients. Yes! This is an attack on the very core, the very foundation of the democratic values of our country. Why would you say $53 million is not a lot of money to go around dragging people to court? Why can't you just say, oh, you're forgiven, and call it a day? You're welcome. Now, at this point, let me just give you a little bit of information on how, what Western media, or basically, any media, basically, minus Eagle FM, no, we don't work like that. If you, we can never, Eagle FM is like me. We can never be bribed. Not even with a custom made commercial airline type of private jet. That can never work on us. Especially on me, bribe. Aye. That can never work. Not with a Vrupa, not with a gaming smartphone, not with a PS5, not with GTA 5, not with a, Hearts of Iron 4, or Hearts of Iron 5. Yeah. Man, that game. But anyway, that can never work on me. The guy can never work. But anyway, let's come back to lawyers. And I agree with these lawyers. I totally agree with these lawyers. The state is, the state is just accusing this. Sorry, I really tried to keep a straight face on that one. But, look. Accusations. False accusations, according to Rick Ross. False accusations. Now, at this point, you are going bananas and going, oh, why would they say this? Easy. Well, the guys that are being accused, they're accused of stealing what? Money. That means they have a lot of what? Money. That means they paid a lot of what to the lawyers? Money. Now you want them to bite the finger that feed them. Just how dumb do you think they are? Now, even if I was one of those lawyers that was paid by these guys, I would be there telling them, accusations, false accusations. They did not do any of this. And, if the judge goes, actually it's true. They did not do this. Well, case dismissed. The same lawyers would be like, Your Honor, are you sure this case can go on 1 or 2 more months? Are you kidding me? Well, you can't dismiss it now. Well, these guys are guilty as heck. Well, they still need further investigation. Are you kidding me? Judge, you and I went to the same type of school. We know that the longer this case goes on, the more I get paid. So if you can just, convince the police to investigate, actually tell ACC there's more, evidence that needs reviewing for transparency purposes, because we don't want an unfair trial now, do we, Your Honor? So how about we just give it another year or two of pre-trial, the same way that we've done with the Fisher Road case, just 5 years of pre-trial, let's see, let's get our money back. Albeit it's not going to the state coffers. It came from state coffers to private pockets. Now it's coming from their private pockets to my private pockets. Now at this point, I'm just looking forward to getting, to being loaded as they were. Now, how about we just, extend the whole, just postpone it to the 14th of December, and then we postpone it again to the 27th of April 2026. This whole investigations we are doing, we are going through files, because the longer we read their files, the more hours we put in their case, the more money they make. Think capitalism, Your Honor. Think capitalism. You're welcome. That means the more you also sit in that chair, the more you get paid. Your Honor, you don't want to buy Vrupa, do you? Because, well, Vrupa, believe me, Your Honor, with your gray hair, would look very awesome in that Vrupa. I recommend a white one, because a red one will just make your gray hair pop. Actually get a, get a blue one to, so that it can make your gray hair pop. So, and in case you didn't know, Your Honor, no one is calling it gray hair these days. Everyone who is loaded and have gray hair, they are being called silver fox. But if you are broke and you have gray hair, you're just old. You're just old and, just go to the farm and settle. But if you are loaded and you have gray hair, you're a silver fox and it's, you can score a lot of very young women. Ouch. Look, I didn't come up with these terminologies. I'm just looking at society going, this is fascinating. In the very same way that, you are really short. I can't go out with you. No, you are broke. If you get money, money will make you tall. And if you think you are fat, if you think the reason why you can't get laid is because you are fat, get money, you'll be thin. Forget the gym. Forget that crap. The whole, let's get a six-pack. Forget that crap. Get money, you'll be thin. Really fast. If you are short, get money, you'll be tall. Really fast. And if you're ugly, money will make you handsome. Money is the greatest equalizer. Now, with this my financial wisdom, where I'd share with you now, please don't waste them. Write them down. Again, you're welcome. So, the reason why lawyers defend their clients is not because, it's not out of the kindness of their hearts. It's out of the kindness of their client's bank accounts. You're welcome. Now, that I think is a, you know, there's a very, that's Western media. Yeah, that's Western media and, that's Western media and, that's what Western media have in common with lawyers. They defend, the fingers that feed them. Man, this is my wisdom. No go kill me. Oh, this is my wisdom. So the police are also gone. Oh no, another investigation is here. Another investigation here. Parliament has initiated an investigation into alleged offensive utterance by the SWAPO Secretary General Shaningwa in Parliament on Tuesday, where it is said that she said F. That's not how I sacrifice my salary. Now, one thing I know about the madam is she's very good at wearing a face mask. So, what she said, I don't know. We'll keep going back to the video. We'll keep going back to the audio, and I'm sure sound analysts will analyze and whatever they will conclude, I'll be here to make fun of it. That's my job. Well, good conclusion, bad conclusion. I'm just focusing on making fun of it. That's all. If you tune into Eagle FM from 9:30 to 11 and expect a serious conversation, I owe you, no, I don't owe you an apology. No sense. And now that takes us to, hang on a second. We are not boring. Yeah, so. And the parliament is investigation. The parliament is investigating. Now, of all things that they would expect the parliament to investigate, they are investigating one of the, you know, they are investigating one of the words. One of the words that you are not allowed to say in parliament. That's what they're investigating. But there's something fascinating about that investigating, because something similar is taking place in South Africa. But we'll be with. Now, what the South African part is my favorite one, where it is said that the judge got involved with a hottie. And my God, that's one of the fascinating, because consider it more like the lawyers are more like, the authorities more like the South African justice system. They are looking into. They decided to dive into the conversation between midnight conversation, mind you, midnight conversations between the judge and this hottie. And my God, the conversations. And look, I like the judge guy. And he's like, he's just going through it like, for those of you that did not hear it properly, on this conversation here, we're talking about the rear position. I like, hey, your honor, rear position. So, your honor, you also do back shots? Nice. Bottom line is, one thing we always forget is that judge, president, honorable, prime minister, we all get laid, guys. Let's stop pretending like we don't. Again, it's a human thing. And I don't know about ladies, but there's one thing I can tell you about men. Irrespective of our age, getting laid is a number one priority for all of us. If you want to convince us to do anything dumb, just take off your clothes. Before you start saying, well, I know someone who is very strong. No one is that strong. No man is strong in front of a woman without her clothes. King Solomon failed. Father Abraham failed. King David failed. Strongest guy? Very strong. Simpson failed. Big time. So if they all fail, now who am I? Common man. All those guys failed. Father Abraham failed. King David, with all his wisdom, very strong spiritually and physically, that he killed Goliath in the battlefield. But standing on top of his balcony, watching his, weird enough, friend's wife take a shower. Yikes. Seriously, Your Highness, that's the best you can do. Made him go, hello, would you look at that? And King David decided, you know what? Oh yeah, get up for me. I think I saw Tam, I saw it all. I don't think seeing is enough. I want to touch him. And then he touched him 40. I mean, that was very dumb for a king. Although to be fair, condoms were not invented back then, but I think he's, for a king full of wisdom, you'd think he would have perfected his pull-out game at the time, but it turns out he was also terrible at it. But that's because, well, again, brings us down to the philosophy of every man having two heads. One that is, makes all the good decisions, and that head is on top of his shoulders. You know, that head, like, that head is the one that analyzes before making a decision. But there's one secret head that's below his shoulder. That head doesn't analyze nothing. That head only just makes decision, damn or not. That's for the head above the shoulder to regret after the decision, the terrible decision had been made. That's when we start going, what, you're pregnant? How'd that happen? And that, I think, you know, if I was a woman, that would really piss me off. What the heck do you mean, how that happened? You were under the blanket with me. Now you ask me how that happened. Now, in our defense, the head that was in operation at the time when we were under the blanket doesn't have any memory. It's a REM.
Enda to drife do, ti drife on da doya shop right. Otoripa kamo okukwetera enda to da duwa parere. E mumbe toye. Dashi okrokrama imwe yo kukwa yo real good chicken. Oina shike doro mirongo hea rina ne ifi ga yung woi ne senda di yung woi. Okrokrama dirimbari dosuka itoka yo rai brand kedora shike doro mirongo da tunung woi. Ifi ga yung woi ne senda di yung woi atike. Ino futi kwa shi hapu shi drife on da doya shop right. And that way, or drink of your mafico mirongo bari, a Julie, or shop right up, okay?
Lipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe fa ya pombo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heari nola natu. Heari bali no heari ileko derewa. Nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for...
Totally forgot that I'm at work because things going on in this we have a lot of things going on this continent, and we'll get to South Africa in a few. Now let's just first of all, just sorting out my tech here and make sure that we have the South African information in the right place. So, where are we? So, the police are investigating, the ACC is investigating, the parliament is investigating. So, who else is investigating? The Namibian police has launched investigating. This is about two days ago. for suspects involved in a daily robbery that took place at Lafrance Total Service Station in Windhoek, that was last week Wednesday. According to the Namibian police spokesperson, deputy commissioner Gauna Shikwambi, the suspects were wanted in connection with the charges of a robbery with a. Now, these are the following words you do not want to see right next to your name in an article, unless you are the victim. Whether you are the victim or the suspect, actually, these are not the words you want to see right next to your name. The words are aggravating circumstances, attempted murder, and malicious damage. Holy cow. That's ugly. Again, you better steal millions. Because if it's just one of those, 100, 200, all that money, you're gonna spend it on a lawyer and it's not gonna be enough. So, you either have a very good lawyer, a lot of money, or be very good at hiding. Gangster style. I know. It's one of those. So, we have a lot of investigations going on, but, on ACC investigation, especially with regards to the Namco case, and, Anerkant, is it, Enercon? I don't know. Anerkan tender. The lawyers are like, you know what? The state is just fabricating things on this one. Now, it's very easy for anyone to look at that and go, well, what do you mean? The money is missing and they've been arrested. Just put them to jail. Send them to jail. The reason why they can say that is because of how the Namibian legal system is, actually the Namibian adopted legal system works. It works on technicalities. The technicalities are the best ways to exploit situations like this. Now, especially the 100 and something million that was invested, the money was not invested directly in, in Angola's National Oil Corporation. That's, Sonangol. It was supposed to be a joint venture between Sonangol and Namco Sangura. Sangura sounds like one of those very old dances that I grew up, watching a lot of people dance to. Sangura Energy. And, at least that money have been recovered, the one that way, because, we pulled out of that deal. Turns out, when it comes to trade deals, Namibia's pull out games are top notch. And actually, any type of agreements, Namibia's pull out games are on a whole another level. The joint venture in terms of investing into an oil refinery between Namibia and Angola, we pulled out of that one. Perfecto. We did not cause any economic impregnation. Just came up with another word. Someone notify Oxford. Now, and also in the agreement we made with Botswana to co-host AFCON, right? Yeah, we just decided, halfway through we also pulled out. Perfecto. No economic pregnancy. Yo. Namibia is on a whole another level. So in other words, if there's a country on this planet that has perfected the art of economic pullout, it's Namibia. We are very good at that. So someone should tell the Indian government that we may have signed a series of agreements with with their minister and their external affairs minister when they were here this week, but wow. If we see any red flags, Namibia will pull out so fast, you'll be asking, did we even take off our clothes? Yeah, we did. It's just that, here in Namibia, we are known for one thing. When it comes to pulling out, we're good. we're good. Yeah, like pulling out economically, we're good. But pulling out in a way that prevents pregnancy, like anatomically, like biology type, like the literal pull out. I know we're terrible at that. I mean, if you just look at the, you know, unwanted pregnancy statistics, we'll show you that, bedroom pull out, we are terrible. We may be terrible at that. But one thing we are good at is economic pull out. Now that we have shown our neighbors, Botswana, actually they are both our neighbors. We have shown our northern neighbor, Angolans, that when it comes to pulling out, we are good at that. You know, the joint venture oil refinery investment was supposed to do, we pulled out quickly. And our eastern neighbor, Botswana, we also proved to them that when it comes to pulling out, we're good. Yeah, you know. AFCON join sort of like, you know, a hosting. Oh, we pulled out really fast. Squeaky. No economic pregnancy. At all. Ouch. I don't think we should be proud of that. Actually, especially the AFCON one. I'm not proud of both pullouts that we have performed, both with Botswana and Namibia, with Botswana and Angola. But now, the thing is, this is going to be a very interesting case technically, especially when it hits trial. When it hits trial, I'm so having a good time because of the technicalities that already started with the investigation of, you know, with the investigation of Imps Mulunga and his dismissal from NAMCO. And the first of all, the conclusion that was reached by NAMCO when this whole thing first hit public domain, the NAMCO was like, okay, well, he took the money from NAMCO and then invested it into a joint venture with Sonangol that was in Sungura Investment. And then, he didn't buy a Vrupa with two engines for himself, so. Now, the $53 million now, with the Anerkant there by Ministry of Defense, that one is the one that's going to draw a very interesting picture. That's where I'm looking at the twists and turns that will add a new plot twists to this case. And I mean, before the trial even began, the pre-trial started, investigation factors into that. Before the guys even, showed up in court yesterday, just from the names and the articles and that have been written so far, one thing we have all concluded is that this is the most romantic corruption allegation case we have ever seen, because there are a lot of couples involved. Very romantic. If it was a movie, it would be. And if you are not involved into any of this, well, it's very romantic, it's very fun. But if you are involved, as in you are the one being investigated, it's not funny. It's not romantic. It's scary as a heck. And sometimes I can't help but ask myself one question, though. Like, and I'm not planning on finding out. Like, how does it feel to be investigated? Like, every time you hear a siren, whether it's an ambulance or a police officer or the one for the police, actually you'd be like, now it's very difficult to watch movies in your house. Now, even if the police siren is coming from a movie, you'd be like, oh, are they coming again? An ambulance is just passing by the side of the road next to your house. Going to get someone who is about to kick the bucket. And you are scared half to death. Like, hey, they are not coming again, are they? I said, this will give you a heart attack, are you? I will need a lot of alcohol to go through this. Yeah. I can't say weed. Because I don't want to be investigated. But now, the Sofia Shanungwa situation, on the other hand, I swear, if this investigation concludes with her saying the F word, I'll be like, oh man, that's the most gangster grandma anyone can ever ask for. Okay, I'm so needing bodyguards after this. 13 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Take any of this serious and end up with a heart attack, I will just go to your funeral and eat kapana, because, well, I often tell people from my poster to my show, this is a comedy show. Don't take any of it serious. So, you see, this is the reason why we have laws in place, guys. We have procurement plans to submit each and every ministry and every SOE. We are supposed to submit procurement plans to the ministry. Oh, we, right. They are supposed to submit procurement plans to the Ministry of Finance. And based on those procurement plans, the Ministry of Finance is supposed to make money available to them. Not only have they been terrible at making these procurement plans, you know, submitting these procurement plans on time, if at all, but also financial statements, you know. Like, now there's an investigation. Now a lot of procurement plans are going to be asked. A lot of financial reportings are going to be asked. Commercial break.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Anaria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Let's go to, we're not going anywhere. I'm actually a little, disappointed. This is the part where now, where I always like to point out that I'm, this is why I'm not a huge fan of corruption allegations. Basically just corruption itself. Because according to the e-villager, which you can subscribe to by sending your via WhatsApp the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144, so you can get the e-villager, so you can get the up to date news of what's going on local and international in your WhatsApp inbox every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So just send the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144. 0812004144. Nailed it. Moving on. Now, in according to the e-villager, Dangote refinery expands into Namibia. Nigeria's Dangote Petroleum Refinery is making a move into Southern Africa, announcing plans to construct fuel storage tanks in Walvis Bay, Namibia. Those of you that are stealing the money, what the heck are you doing with this money? It's a storage facility. If you're gonna steal money, at least build one. Now, Kent Nigerian is coming to build one. And by the way, if you are listening and you're Nigerian, relax. I don't have anything against you. I have any, I have a problem with money stealers that steal money and then ship it somewhere else. Just at least use it to develop your own country, because the Nigerian guy that's planning on building this fuel storages here in Namibia has a whole refinery in his country that he just finished. Was that last year? Now, if you are going to do something, did he steal the money? I have no idea. He's a billionaire. Now, I'm one of those people that always look at billionaires and go like, there's no way you can make all that money ethically. There is just no way. There is no way. But I'm broke. I can say I can say a bunch of things. And also I'm not a billionaire. What do I know about having $1 billion? I don't know anything about having $1,000. Okay, I only know I need something about holding $1,000 every month end. And then I behave like an idiot for a couple of days, and then, well, you know, I'm back to, Is it possible, just hear me out, is it possible that every time that we ask for $1 million, whether you're praying to God or you're praying, let's start with praying to God, Jesus is looking at you going like, hush, the last time I gave you 10K, you behaved like an absolute moron. I don't think I can trust you with $1 million. But you with your behavior, $1 million. Yeah, I'm not blessing you with that. And those of us that are praying to our ancestors are pretty much getting the same, if not worse, type of spiritual, more like a spiritual world, spiritual world roasting. Our ancestors, we are an extension of them. They are just looking at us and going, this one is a descendant of that guy sitting there. We know how that guy behaved when we were still alive. That guy was an absolute garbage every time that he had something good. And seeing that, the person praying for $1 million is a descendant of that idiot, that means if we just see through the request of this human being here, those people, all their neighbors will not drink water. That's an expression in Timbukushu that's used to, it's the English equivalent of, you will not hear the end of it. Now, you will not hear the end of it. That's an expression that makes sense in English, but in Timbukushu, nope, it doesn't make sense. In what makes sense in Timbukushu is, you will not drink him water. Now that makes sense. I like comparing the expressions in different languages because the expressions that make sense in your language in a different language sounds like absolute garbage. No one that speaks a Bantu language uses the expression, I'm hungry as hell, or I'm tired as hell. Because it doesn't make sense. Nah, I am Dirwa Shadani. Oh, dear Lord. Every Mbogoshi will be like, what the heck are you talking about? I'm tired as hell. Yeah, no. That doesn't make sense. when someone is beautiful, or someone is looking stunning or gorgeous, one of the expressions they use in the English language is, she was looking, she was just, drop dead gorgeous. Yeah. If you want to get killed in any African culture, just combine drop dead and beautiful. You're gonna get punched in the teeth. Oh yeah, just try that. Please translate drop dead gorgeous in your language. And with a straight face. Don't laugh. Just translate drop dead gorgeous in your language. Let's see if you can be able to pull that off as a compliment without getting punched in the face. You can't. I just like languages and I like comparing the different languages. And, by the way, in case you are not here when I pointed out in the first, the Russian word for the word what in Afrikaans is an insult. That's my favorite part. But moving on, 24 minutes past the hour of 10, that's the time, and I'm here from the time of 9:30 to 11. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap comedy show that runs until the hour of 11. He's so funny, Eagle FM. So, where are we? What are we doing with our money? Point of correction. What are you doing with our money? If you are going to steal public funds, steal at least use some of it to invest in the country. Now, Bro Aliko Dangote have seen an opportunity, have just looked at the Namibian economic landscape and like, these guys are just stealing money and hiding it somewhere in Switzerland and somewhere in the Cayman Islands and especially, Mauritius, Mauritania and all, mostly Mauritius, where just, these guys are just hiding their money. Little do these guys know that the money that they are stealing from their people and then hiding it in Switzerland, the Swiss are taking that money and then, giving it to the World Bank and IMF and then borrowing this money to them. So we are basically going to Western financial institutions and borrowing the money that we stole and banked with them. What? Actually, that's how dumb we are. And now, in case no one have ever pointed out to you, you're welcome. Now, let's go to South Africa before we go international. Let's go to South Africa. Something is going on in South Africa, and that something is also this month, and I am loving it. See, Judge President Sebi Mbenenge, is now on a tribunal. Yeah, that's a fancy way of saying a special cooked up court just for that specific, for that specific case. And then the whole thing is just, disbanded, more like dissolved after the conclusion of the case. It's not something that's just fixed the same way that you have, a magistrate court you have a magistrate court or a high court or supreme court. Now, anyway. Judge President Selby Mbenenge's sexual harassment allegation tribunal concludes, and this was 18 hours ago that was concluded. And the Judicial Conduct Tribunal, which is probing allegations of sexual harassment against Eastern Cape High Court Judge. Judge President Selby Mbenenge has concluded its hearing, and the matter is postponed to October 21, when the parties will present their oral arguments. Now, I am looking forward to that. I love oral arguments. It's one of those it's a good thing we added argument to that word, because, it's been associated to something not very clean. Awesome, but not clean. At least according to society. But anyway, moving on. I loved the testimonies that was given by an adult film star. Oh dear. During the Trump trials, last year? Okay, first of all, I was like, okay. The first thing that went on in my head was like, I think that's the first time I've seen her with her clothes on. Because, I didn't say that, did I? But anyway, the case went on and the testimony was explosive, and the testimony sort of like made, you know, the fans of the said star go back to some of her works, obviously. Definitely not talking from experience, but anyway. What's going on in, what's going on in South Africa is that, a certain judge president. Oh dear. Judge president. Has, you know, this is like a president of the judges. You're welcome. Of the judges. You know, the guy in charge of your Supreme Court and all the courts, you know, below it. No, the, oh dear. Moving on. Has been accused of, you know, is being accused of sexual harassment. Now, Newsroom Africa, Newsroom Africa decided to give us a snippet of that information. The Judicial Tribunal looking into sexual harassment allegation against the Eastern Cape Judge President has heard how he changed his mind about the mediation meeting with the accuser Mengo. Really? Nice. Her name is Mengo? Huh. No wonder Judge President looked at her and went like, nice. Your name is Mengo. Awesome. So, what's your take on repositions? Oh, that's one of the things that was revealed in the tribunal, you know. Testimonies. They were talking at 00:00 hours, aka 12 o'clock midnight, and this is really dumb. One of the guys basically literally asked, "So, this conversation is it?" And I'm paraphrasing here. This conversation is it sexual in nature? And I was like, "It's 12 o'clock midnight. This is a straight guy, old but straight, and believe me." Forget the age, he's still a guy. And he's talking to a woman. Midnight. Look, if I was talking to a hot woman in the middle of the night and nothing sexual came up, I'd be worried. I'd be joining Vendelinos with a rainbow flag. Because, well, something clearly is broken somewhere downstairs. So, every time that I talk to someone, which is why I always give this advice. Avoid talking to someone you are not sexually attracted to, the darker it gets. Because, well, that's where things like, well, I can't believe you would say that to me. Yeah, it's 12 o'clock midnight. What do you think is going on in my head if I'm talking to a smoking hot girl? So, if you want to maintain the, I mean, well, we are just friends. We were on a phone the whole night. And you're just friends. Yeah, and he's so naughty. Yeah. Boy, am I surprised. No, I am not surprised. Why? Because I know guys. Well, you are not an expert at guys. Oh, I am an expert guy. At guys. I am one. That's how I know. Talking to your bestie at 1 o'clock at night. At this point, you are both just pretending. Not to know that something is going on here. But the junior secretary accuses the one with a Mengo name. Look, at this point I'm on the side of the judge president. The lady's name is Mengo. At this point, every feminist is now fuming through their ears, going, "Oh my God! So you're siding with sexual harassment?" First of all, wait for the case to conclude and watch the testimony because it's a comedy show on its own. Madam Mengo here is accused. The whole tribunal is around the judge president being accused of. Making sexual advances, that's a diplomatic way of saying, the judge president was hinting on Madam Mengo. Now, other than making sexual advances, Madam Mengo is alleging that judge president was hitting on her. That's why I like bone-free language. It's very simple and straight to the point. Making sexual advance, oh yeah, give me a break. The junior secretary accuses him of making sexual advances between June 2021 and November 2022. And I know a lot of my personal friends that work in big companies with big offices, private or public. These things are really common. Believe me, I was also as shocked as you are to find out just how common these things are. Now, at this point, it's kind of difficult to, I think it's safe, I think it's safe for me to say that, I'm glad I work into, I work in a company that's, not as big as a lot of companies that most of my friends work into. Because, especially most of my lady friends come to me and go like, sometimes things get really weird with my colleagues. Someone is in his 50s, and the things that they're saying, I just find it uncomfortable. I'm like, well, just tell them that. I was like, oh, you have no idea. All offices have their own dramas. I was like, oh, please do spill. And then she spilled, and I'm not about to snitch. Now, so what were some of the things that were said? So apart from repositions, which is a bond-free word for that. Now, repositions is it's a terabinal. Of course, they will have to be diplomatic. This is mind the gap. Repositions, for those of you that missed the bond-free lingo, is what bond-free is called, because backshots. Don't Google that for the sake of your sanity. You're welcome. It turns out, well, one thing we know for sure is whether there were sexual advances made or not, I'm not the judge. I'm not going to make that conclusion. But one thing that I have concluded is very simple. From that, one thing we have come to conclude is, clearly, as a social being, like the judge himself put, decided, what's the past tense of put? Like the judge himself putted it. Boy, did we laugh our lungs out of that when in high school when someone first said that. By the way, the past tense of put is just put. That's the terrible things about the English language. putted it. The judge president putted it that it was past the hour of 12, and they were exchanging messages, and the conversations was around repositions. Well, clearly, as a social being, as the judge president puts it, he has a thing for repositions. I'm gonna use his language here. Your Honor, apart from you are guilty as charged and you are a danger to society, after you are guilty as charged and you deserve to be locked up and you are a danger to society, so you go home and be a human being. But let's just face the reality here, guys. Position does not mean you are not a human being. Because I feel like one thing that we always miss as we miss as human beings. When someone has a high position, and this is a position of power, not the real ones that we just recently covered. Here's the thing. A human being is just a human being. An executive director, judge, president, judge, president, Supreme Court judge. That's a position of power. But in the same way that judge can feel thirsty and will need to drink some water, and in more often in some of the proceedings, you see the judge with his container of water. He's a human being. He can feel thirsty. That means he can also feel hungry. That means you can also, get the urge to get laid. He's just a human being, just like you and me. But for some reason, every time stories of the judge getting laid comes out, we act like they are not supposed to get laid. Well, for the love of God, he's a human being. He's gonna wanna get laid. It's a good thing no one thinks about that, about comedians. The good thing about a comedian is every time someone looks at you, they know you are, I mean, you're just a human being like everyone else. I mean, you wanna, you know, drink water. But look, these are the things that we don't wanna know. We just, I know we don't like picturing these things because they are, frankly, they are just disturbing. No one will want to picture any person of high position without their clothes off because no one has money for therapy. Not in this economy. Nope. What were you talking about? The rear positions. Oh. 08-3-2-888-401. That's the line. Guys, this is something that comedians would like to point out. I think this is comedy. This is why we all need comedians, because these are the things that I feel like we ignore a lot in society. But it's just worth pointing out. If a judge can feel thirsty and need water, if he can feel hungry and need food, if he can feel tired and need rest, he can feel the urge to get laid too, because, well, he's a human being. Now, I'm not saying sexual harassment is the way to go about doing it. I'm just trying to point out the fact on the table here. Irrespective of that person's position in society, not position on bed, no, position in society. They do from time to time, believe it or not, get laid because bottom line, they are a human being. Who said getting laid is for broke people only? Who said getting laid is for unemployed people only? Oh, but we all, it's been established that broke and unemployed people are better in bed than those ones that are loaded. Because, well, you can't be terrible in bed and be broke all at the same time. Like, what do you, at this point, you are just wasting oxygen. You shouldn't be breathing. Because, what are you contributing to to society? You know, if you are going to be broke, at least be good in bed. If you are going to be, like, the point is you can't be broke and be terrible in bed. Like, that's kind of difficult to, you know, to wrap anyone's mind around. 0832888401. I'm gonna play an audio here. And, it's a tribunal, so, okay. yeah, it's the tribunal.
Never sent pictures of his. Eastern Cape Judge President Selvin Benenge is adamant he never sent pictures of his genitals to Junior Court Secretary Andy Swamengo.
Ouch! Viewers, Baba, viewers!
He called her version a lie during cross-examination, saying she never even brought these pictures to the tribunal. But the evidence leader...
She never brought the pictures to the tribunal because it was viewers! Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg! I'm not saying they were sent by viewers, but we all know what viewers was invented for. Okay, maybe Mark Zuckerberg didn't have that in mind, but boy, is it coming in handy. And before you start saying, no, she could have taken a screenshot, you can't take a screenshot. Don't ask how I know. The point is, it could have been done that way. But now, enough about me. Let's go to the video. Now, by the way, for those of you that have tried to take a screenshot and failed, like some people who won't mention, there's another trick that my homies and I use. The one that even Mark Zuckerberg did not see coming. Easy. Just take your homie's phone, take a picture of your phone. Easy. Problem solved. Oh, man. Look, there is no such thing as 100% secure. Because if you have a dirty mind, that means you can think outside the box more than anyone else under the sun. And comedians, men, naturally have a dirty mind. Naturally, you can't stop it. You can fight and it's a protest, and you're not going to stop it. And the only difference is, now there's nothing wrong with having a dirty mind. Actually, it's healthy to have a dirty mind. Having a dirty mind and being a creep about it, that's what's terrible. Like, you're supposed to be, you know, peeping at someone without their clothes off. Now, that's not creepy if that someone is your wife or girlfriend. That's creepy if that someone is not your wife. It's even more creepier if you are related to them, because just what the heck are you doing? See? You can have a dirty mind and still be fine. Just that some people take it to the whole another level. So judge was like, accusations, false accusations. I did not send any of pictures of my Johnson.
Advocate Skiepers pointed to the probabilities of there being multiple pictures of Mbenenge's genitals, but couldn't be brought to the tribunal due to the text having been deleted. She also challenged him on his decision to change.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment, it's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
And 14 minutes left to the hour of 11. Where were we?
In his mind about attending a mediation roundtable after the sexual harassment allegations emerged.
Why did you cancel the roundtable discussion that the complainant requested through Mr. Krokwana?
I'm going to read paragraph 23, particularly the last sentence. Quote, I wanted a strategy to deal with the problem with the intention to stop the trend so I may produce evidence. Stop, close quote. So we are told what the motive of the meeting was. And the question is still posed by you, counsel. It's fine, so be it. But in response thereto, I dealt with that. I said I could never, in my sound and sober senses, attend a meeting where I'm going to be confronted with pictures that I say I never transmitted to the complainant.
Mbenenge claims he wanted a romantic relationship with Mengo, but the evidence leader pointed to persistent sexually charged messages from Mbenenge, arguing that all indications point to him wanting a sexual relationship. Skiepers says Mbenenge didn't try to clear the air with Mengo.
But you did not take further steps after you cancelled it. Because the complaint was made soon thereafter, is that
further
correct?
Steps to do what?
To clear the air between the two of you.
I did.
What did you do?
I tried calling her on Sunday.
but she blocked you.
Correctly. I'm sorry, correct. That's what she did. Thank you for reminding.
Ouch. But she blocked you, correctly. Ow, ow, abort mission, abort, abort. Correct. Correct, not correctly. Boy, that has a whole different meaning.
Me.
So, other than that, you did not do anything else?
What else could I do?
I'm just asking.
Then move around and say to people who might know her, I am gutted by her step of putting conversations that are supposed to be privy between the two of us only. Please prevail on her to desist with this conduct of posting these things. And I believe one of the witnesses did mention that.
Benenga also disputes that he unzipped his bulged crotch with the intention to draw his aroused manhood for Mengo to perform a sexual act on him as alleged.
Ouch. Let me explain that in a crane-friendly but also very understandably. Judge President wanted head. Again, I'm so glad this case came out, because one thing to point out here is, one, guys, please get married, please. Because he has gray hair, and he's hitting on the secretary. The reason why people get married is, at least from my own conclusion, from these whole allegations. First of all, the whole thing is very explosive. Two, there are things that you get at work, like a company, like company from colleagues and, a sandwich from colleagues and stuff, and then call it a day, and then you go home. Home is where you're supposed to get head. And some places that are not work, because it can easily be misconstrued, even if you had an agreement to perform that act. If someone changes their mind and decide to make a story out of it, if it's coming from a workplace, oh, you're cooked. And that happened, I think about, back in 2018, with, with one bank, that's operating here in Namibia. But, that happened, that happened to, at their branch in South Africa, where, two guys, I think one of them divorced his wife, and then they fell in love, don't ask. And then that relationship went south and actually, dragged the reputation of the company down their mess with them. I think, if you watch so much movies, which is why I like cartoons, give me a break, and, sitcoms. I think work-related intimacy is like one of those things that's very fascinating about human nature. Anything that's forbidden has this sort of forbidden type of nice appeal to it. So a lot of people are engaged in a lot of things that are forbidden in the workplace because of the fact that it's forbidden. We like forbidden things as human beings. It's the reason why we ended up in a sinful world, according to the Christian story of sin in the first place. Jesus, God, told Adam and Eve, don't eat from that. They were like, hello, we're gonna eat. That was the first sign of, reverse psychology working. And also, one more thing. I think from that time, one thing we have never learned is that just how wonderful reverse psychology is. When you tell people not to do something, there's a part of their mind that will be begging them to do that exact same thing. During COVID-19, we were all told not to go out. We all went outside. Human behavior is fascinating, isn't it? Now, Judge was like, We've had a rough day. My muscles are tense and there's only one thing that can ease the muscles. Right. Could you please, go full Cleopatra on me? And, one of those, stories that have been said about the relationship between Cleopatra, the prince of Egypt, is that the eighth, because there have been several Cleopatras, you know, the hot and famous one, not the, probably not hot and not very famous ones. And, Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony had, Cleopatra had two dudes, you know, it's hard to tell which one of them was a side, you know, a side dude between Mark Anthony and Julius Caesar. But in some literature says Cleopatra was described by Julius Caesar as a woman with a golden mouth. That can only mean in the dirty-minded, bone-free 21st century type of mind that Cleopatra's head game was top-notch. So I think it's safe to say at this point that to avoid, I think to avoid scandals like this, please get married so you can get all the oral things and head and rear positions at home, and then when you're at work, you are not craving for them. If you're single, if you're still in a relationship, if it's a distance or man relationship, then 21st century can be very complicated. So 5 minutes to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap comedy show with Helmut on Eagle FM. Now, let's wrap this up with Donald Trump. Nice. Step one. From now henceforth, Ibrahim Traoré is the president of Burkina Faso, not a military junta of Burkina Faso. And by the way, Mali and Niger, they all have presidents. And Kim Jong-un is a president. His Excellency President Kim Jong-un. Let me explain. The U.S. issues sanctions against Francesca Albanese, a UN official investigating abuses in Gaza. Huh? President Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Is the one in charge of policies like this. Anyone that investigates our friends, call them a war criminal. Anyone that investigates our enemies, call them a legitimate or institution. So that means if Benjamin Netanyahu is a prime minister of Israel, then Ibrahim Traoré is a president of Burkina Faso. Benjamin Netanyahu has an arrest warrant on his head coming from the International Criminal Court. But we still refer to him, all medias refer to Benjamin Netanyahu as who? Well, Prime Minister of Israel. Yeah, now, since that's the direction we are taking, it's not the military junta, it's the president of Burkina Faso. It's not the dictator of North Korea, no. We are way past those descriptions. It's His Excellency President Kim Jong-un. Is not the authoritarian leader of China, Xi Jinping. No, the president of China. You know, I'm loving the West at this point. Yeah, but well, he did not come to power democratically. Who is defining democracy at this point? And who is to say that your definition of democracy is the one that must be adopted by everyone? I think we have set bad precedents as African countries on this one, because we kept adopting stuff to the point where the West got used to us adopting everything they come up with. Now, so when we decided, you know what, we are not going to adopt your definition of, you know, your definition of what the, of what defines good leadership. They're like, well, unless you are following our definition of what constitutes good leadership, then we are not going to recognize that leadership. And because we don't recognize, we're going to give it every kind of bad name we can think of under the sun. So, if someone that has an ICC arrest warrant is still prime minister, then, last time I checked, Ibrahim Traore doesn't have an arrest warrant on his head. So, why is he military junta? Well, because, well, he's a military leader that took over power. I have a few things to say about that. Very few things to say about that. The reason we are trying, not we, the West have been trying to bring about a regime change in Iran. Now, that is so that we can bring in, the son of the Shah to take over power. Now, I'm not sure about the son of the Shah himself, but the Shah himself was a military leader that ran the country, down the drain for decades, and no one in the West had a problem with him. He was a military dictator. John Bedel Bokassa here in Central African Republic, military dictator. No one in the West had a problem with him. So, in other words, military dictators that protect the interest of our private companies, we don't have a problem with them. But military leaders that protect the interest of our private companies that are operating in that country, that's a good leader. That one is not a dictator. But a leader, military leader, that threatens the interest of our private companies that are operating in his country, that one is a dictator. That's the language we are going with. Nice. Well, I love patterns. Am I an expert? No, I'm a comedian, actually. Just a comedian. Nothing more, nothing less. Just a comedian. I just like to read some of these things and go like, experts are coming up with this nonsense? If experts are coming up with this nonsense, then I think I can do their job better than they can. Because clearly, something is missing here. Right, let's take a break now, shall we?
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana unongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi kenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heari, nola natu heari bali no heari. Ile ko berewa, bra hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Thank you. 3 minutes past the hour of 11. That brings us to the end of Mind the Gap. So until Monday, same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. Just put in mind, guys, please get married so you get all the rear positions and all the heads at home so you don't crave them at work, because there's a judge president in South Africa who is now under fire for asking for head at work. You know. And talking about rear positions with the secretary in the middle of the night via text. And it has been alleged that messages were exchanged. But these pictures were not brought up. Thank heavens, during the tribunal. And that's a good thing for the sake of our sanity. And, also for the just, some of us don't have money for therapy. One thing that is clear here is, clearly the judge president, that's something that's been acknowledged. The judge president was hitting on the secretary, and the secretary decided to take it public. And it's one of the discussions they had in the middle of the night by SMS was, apparently the judge president asking the secretary, what's her take on rear positions? nice to see your honor likes back shots. But anyway, until Monday, same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. Get married. Rear position is a diplomatic way of putting it. Until Monday, same time. Judge President likes it. Until Monday. Yan, have a good one. That's my wife. I will have to explain off camera because off mic because I don't want to get fired.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.